Blog Talk Radio.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm just a man. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all a good look and some self-control. Deep down I know this never works, but you can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're
y'all keep very warm, see you up on here, y'all. Tonight we're going to talk about a lot of things that's going on with this story and everything. Just last week on, earlier this week, we just found out that the boys are still going to be in foster care. And it brings a lot of people into outrage and everything, because the fact of the matter that a lot of listeners and Felicia Rudd supporters are not satisfied, because every few months they're still going to court of trying to get these kids back in custody. But my thing is, and it's just simple as that, five times these kids have been in the system of the same thing. Now, the system has dropped the ball. And the problem with this is, where do we stand now? A lot of people are hoping that these kids do not go back to the mother. Tonight I'm going to be talking about, a lot of things that consist of that interview. Tonight I'm going to be talking about Shamika's response, how the reporter puts simply she doesn't care about what you or I think. Tonight I'm going to talk about Brenda Brown using profane language on the news, which is a lot of things that people are talking about. And also tonight I'm going to have a special guest on here who was an eyewitness person who experienced being around Relisha and her family. Once again, I'm Keith Warren, the Citizen Detective, and this is the Search for Relisha Radio Show. We'll be right back after this song.
The greatest romance that's ever been sold.
Never let a soul next to me. Melted all over your frame and tested me. Handled it, honestly, my brain, you scrambled it. Said you like to be my Adam, I needed that. In your life forever I stayed, but you pleased that. Made you mine, how could you ever leave I? EVE created new feelings, the first believer. Embrace your whole being, soul I took over. I became your queen, you to me, my knight, my love soldier. Enjoy my fruit, juice is abundant, have plenty. Never have to think twice, I'm yours alone for life simply. Conquer all, breathe for each other, you'll never find. Love is warm, or is deep, or is enticing, is mine. Control you, know you'll die without me. Enough said, nothing is tempting, is Eve, never doubt me.
Make it alone without you, clever. You've got the tight puller, I got the lever. Drop the rain, I am to your umbrella. Together we make the remix a big seller.
Never doubt me.
KWDC Radio Live. Y'all listening for Relisha Radio Show. This is your host, the Citizen Detective Keith D. Warren Sr. Y'all, and I'm back. Tonight, like I said, we're going to be talking fully about everything that's been going on with the Relisha Rudd case so far. And we have, you know, have had a broadcast about how can I put this? The news interview or the newscast, guys. So, we want to keep this baby's name in the loop of the media. So, I want to hear from you guys tonight. So the number is 713-955-0505, guys. Or in the RRTF page, we have a spot on Facebook on the RRTF page where you can just say what you want to say on there. You got any questions or comments that you want to make about, you know, what's going on in this case, because this baby girl needs to be found and everything. It's been a year today that the story, the news rocked the world. You know, I mean, it all started off just in D.C. alone, then it's heard nationwide now on this radio show. We got callers all over the world calling in, wondering about this little girl. So it, her name is getting put out there. You see, whether the news stop or the police stop, we never stop. This is going to be on every Thursday and everything, guys. I mean, this young girl needs to be found. And as I see, my co-host has just came in. Queen B, you there?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, like I told everybody, we're going to have it. Guys, we're going to have our special guest in about at least 7:45. But we're basically what we're talking about right now. The whole story case of Shamika not getting the boys back. And, you know, a lot of people are kind of pissed off at the fact that they're giving them another court date or trying to give them another chance. Creamy, what you got to say about that? Creamy, you there? Okay, something must have happened. But anyway, guys, if you want to, as I said, call in 713-955-0505 or ask your questions on the RRTF page if you just don't want to get your voice heard or for any reason. You could be listening on the internet as well. My thing is, and me personally, I'm going to say this, I don't think that she should get the boys back. And it's for so many reasons. These kids have been in the system, what has it been, four times, five times, and, excuse me, I couldn't fathom this, because the fact of the matter is that it should have been not even one time. You know? So, with that being said, I've been reading a lot of things that people have been saying about this, a lot of how many people have been discussing about this and everything. Is the Queen Bee there?
Yes, I'm here. Good afternoon, everyone.
Well, like I said, what is your take on the whole, you know, news story and everything? With the court case and everything, we know how you feel about this, about them getting the boys back. But in your opinion,
Well,
you know, I can't say that I disagree with the judge. I was very happy, and I'm, you know, for me, I would love to see kids reunited with good, wholesome parents that can take care of their children and will not give their children away or, you know, let me just say responsible parents. In this case, I mean, you know, I see a lot of people were kind of saying, oh, they need their kids back. She's done all that she can do, and, well, whoop-de-doo. That's something that you should have been doing when you decided to give birth. That's just my opinion. And at the end of the day, the way I look at things, I mean, you know, yes, I hear only God can judge, and all the ones that are sitting here bashing them, and you're going to hell. Well, I guess I'm going to hell in a handbasket, because at this point, with the long rap sheet that they have had since that baby's been born, I mean, we're talking, what, back in 2007, all the way up until baby girl came up missing, and she came up missing in 2014. So we're talking 7 years of abuse, living in a filthy house. Kids wasn't eating. Kids wasn't being bathed. Alicia was everybody's, you know, was the boy's mom. She played mommy's role until Mr. Tatum came along and played, I guess, the daddy role. I mean, you know, so for me, if I was probably in the courtroom, I probably got put out, because I probably would have jumped up and said, woohoo! But that's how I feel. That's my opinion. So I don't agree with the judge. High five.
Yeah, I'm right with you on that. I totally agree with the judge on that and everything. But, you know, are you serious? People are saying that us that support things like this, saying that we should go to hell?
I can't believe I heard that. You said that people
are actually saying those that are bashing Shamika and things like that are saying that we should go to hell?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, but I guess, you know, Keith, people are forgetting, you know, and as you notice, I try to remind everybody that listens, because you never know who may be a new caller that calls in. Because, again, you'd be surprised that there are still a lot of people that don't know about this case. So I try to go back to say that this was a child that was last seen now on 1600 Merlin Avenue Northeast on March 1st. That was her last sighting. But wait, it gets even better. We didn't know about this until March 19th. But it even gets better. Why we didn't know about this until March 19th? Because her family failed to report this baby missing. Oh, it gets even better. Because she was with who? Dr. Tatum, who we later finds out is the janitor. So, I mean, I try to let people understand and help people understand why we're so frustrated, the 95% of us that are frustrated. And I'm sure a lot of us are still enraged. Like, today marks the one-year anniversary that this came across everybody's TV screen. When that face and those eyes came across that TV screen, and it was here in D.C., all of us were baffled, because this stuff like this, and I've often said this doesn't happen here in D.C., but here recently there's so many kids popping up missing. So with that being said, I don't care what anybody say about what my personal opinion is, because that has always been my personal opinion since this time last year, and I will not change it. So, again, high five in the judge, and I hope they do the same thing again in May.
Well, hey, she's completely right. And, guys, tonight we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty in this Chocolate City, because we got somebody that's going to be coming on here that has an eyewitness experience, hands-on experience with the family, as well as what she has seen on how she treat the boys and Relisha has been treated. So you guys may not want to miss this.
I'm going to take a music break right quick, guys. And I want y'all to really listen to this song that I'm about to play, because it's personally how I feel about this case and everything. And I'm sure everybody else feels this way. I mean, the song is probably going to something else, but the concept of the song is how I really feel. So we'll be right back after this.
There's a hole in my heart, my soul is bleeding. I need to free my mind and see what I'm feeling. 'Cause Lord knows, Lord knows, I'm tired of the way he treats me.
Tired
of the guilty feeling.
Tired
of the broken dreams.
Tired
of the public things.
Tired
of the baby mama.
Tired
of the ghetto drama.
Tired
of the back and forth. Tired of in and out the court.
You might follow your face. I'm prepared to find. You never know where the road leads you. Not everyone's gonna believe you. And even though they're wrong, don't prove right. I'd rather stand
radio show, y'all, and the first song, yes, that's how exactly I feel. I know a lot of people feel the same way. We are all tired of all the things that's been going on with this case. Somebody just tell the truth about what's going on with this baby. Now, somebody just sent me inbox and everything, and yes, I know I'm going to talk about that and everything. The whole Brenda Brown situation, her cussing on the news, I mean, that just blew my mind and pissed me the hell off. Queen B, your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts about that, Adam, I was a little shocked behind the whole. I was really, really shocked that it even went to that part. But, you know, like I said earlier, you have 95% of us that are not for the family, and you have about 5% that are, well, maybe now 2.5. But what I'm saying is you still have some people that are. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know she can't multitask, right? Just my opinion.
I'm sorry. I apologize about that.
Okay. See, in my opinion, she can't multitask.
2.5% people that are supporters of the family. And if that's what they want to do, that's fine. For me, if you want to support the family, you need to represent them in a much more mature manner. That's just my thoughts. I wouldn't have never got on national TV as a representative and been like that But however, to each his own. I don't see why everyone wants to blame the court system or Child and Family Services for what they have done or what they are doing. They made mistakes in the past, as we can see, because we were still trying to figure out why the kids were still with the family, you know, with the mother and father, stepfather or father, for that long. How did it go that long? So I can both guarantee that Child and Family Services is not trying to drop the ball this go around with them boys. So with that being said, you know, I'm going to leave that other comp, you know, leave that one, you know, how I felt about, you know, I'm going to leave that one alone. But as far as, like I said, Child and Family, people blaming Child and Family Services that they holding these children hostage. No, I hope they continue to hold the kids hostage, and I hope they are able to place these kids in a much more better environment for them. I'm not saying that people cannot change. I'm not saying that. But you've lost a child. A child is missing, possibly deceased, at your hands. I would be afraid to know what will happen with the other children. So in this case, again, I applaud them for doing what they're doing and not dropping the ball this go round. That's my personal opinion.
Here we go. I knew it was coming. And it was just said in the RRTF page, and I still got to read, actually take time and read that article, because I skimmed through it a lot. But at the end of it, was, you know, we basically, of course, know more than us, because and there is more, because the judge is protecting the kids from the hurt, from more hurt, which I totally understand how the judge is taking this and everything. I mean, it's too much, you know, that's been going on with this case, and is very, very hurtful to a lot of people. And just when you think that that's enough, or you've calmed down, something else comes up that pisses you off even more and everything. I know I done checked my pulse about a million times. And, I know people that got high blood pressure and everything, blood pressure probably done skyrocketed through the roof because of this. But, you know, we all got to stand strong as we go by in RLTF, divided we stand together. No, together we stand, divided we fall. I'm tripping. And that's how it is. And like she said, there's not 95% of us are, you know, on religious side, and then there's the other percentage that are on the mother side and everything. Where
technically, to be honest, Keith, it shouldn't even be no side, because at the end of the day, this is all for religion, you know, and that's what bothers me about a lot of this. Oh, you're saying this about, it's not even about her. If they will start telling the truth and stop holding information, then you wouldn't have people, you know, feeling the way that we feel, because you get on national TV and say, oh, any child would want me to be their mother. What? Are you serious? And then you, just the remarks that you make, it lets me know that these are not educated remarks. These are not coming from a sane person. Because for you to trust somebody with your child that you hardly knew, that lets me know that you're not something is wrong. And, you know, then you play this sob story about your past. Like, there's so many people that I know that have had bad childhood lives, bad as they made bad choices when they got to be adults and had children. But guess what? They made up in their mind that they wanted to get it right. And they didn't put their children in these kind of, it's something going on. It's just something going on. Because to me, the same people don't talk like this. Right. You know, that's just how I look at it. I mean, I can say I'm the best mother there is. But then you might walk in my house and say, oh, God, really? Did she call herself a best mother? But I guess in her mind, she buying Jordans and Holly Hanson's and stuff like that made you the mother of the year. Come on now, your child been out of school for how long? And then you say a janitor is a doctor? And how long you played that role? Come on now. Come on now.
And you know what's funny? What's funny when you said that? I've talked to a lot of people about this. A lot of people, you know, there are people that stop me on the streets, you know, about this and everything. And people have stated, you know, because she buying Halle Hansen and Jordans and this, that, and the other and everything, and they make it all cool and good and everything. But, you know, that's how this world is right now. And I've heard this old guy say this, you know, whatever happened to back when we were growing up, you know, we had hand-me-downs and stuff like that. We had, you know, our parents struggled. They couldn't afford those things, this, that, and the other and everything, you know. Where here now, a name brand clothing, you know what I'm saying, you think you're the best person in the world just because you buy a name brand clothing for your child and everything. You're not teaching your child, you know, how
this is the key. Is them name brands going to get you into college? Is them name brands going to get your child a high school diploma? See, that's where we missing out at. That's where we missing out at. This society, you know, I like the old school parents. You know, I'm one of them old school parents that if you sneezing, you ain't staying home. You still going to school. You got a headache? Hey, I'm going to give you some little Tylenol. Go on to school. Have a good day. Get your education. That's the type. If you deathly ill and you got the flu, then, yeah, stay home. I understand it. We don't want that. But, you know, that situation right there, Keith, it just frustrates me. It really frustrates me, and I'm mad because today marks a year. You know what I'm saying? And we still having the same conversation. You know, we're still trying to figure out where is Relisha T. Rudd. And one person knows that key.
And I'm hoping, I'm praying that, you know, this doesn't go on to 2 years, you know, let alone a few more months and everything. This is so critical that this case is so critical. It's having a heart attack right now, really. And this baby girl got to be found and everything. Now, let me say this also, while it's on my mind and everything. People out here that are saying they heard from this person, or they know for a fact because this person told them this, that, and the other, that Relisha is here or Relisha is there and everything. If you know something, tell somebody. Call the police, the youth, youth investigation department, the FBI. Hell, most of y'all know my phone number. If they call me. You know what I'm saying? This is serious. You know, people are realm. I've seen three people this week on Facebook stating, well, they've heard this, that, and the other, and everything. Who did you hear that from? If you're that much of concern about this little girl and everything, who did you hear that from? Tell the police that you heard this. Let them investigate on this. Don't run around Facebook, you heard this, or start rumors that you don't know what you're talking about. And that's how I feel about this. I mean, this is getting a lot of people upset. This is making a lot of people, I mean, just pissed off about all of this and everything, you know?
And it's like Queen Bee said, we're back talking about this again after 1 year later. The police say they're not giving up, and I hope that that's the case and everything, but we're not trying to turn this into one of those cases 20 years later, you know, we're still wondering where she is. We're not trying to turn this into the one of them solid cold cases.
Mm-hmm.
That's not
but
what we're trying
know,
to do.
Yeah. You know, and I'm in total agreement with what you just said. But, you know, a lot of things that I know, and I did make a statement in RRTF the other day. There are so many groups out here, you know. We honestly don't know, not unless you didn't talk to, you know, people personally, where I have grew a bond, a brother bond, brother and sister bond with you, and I grew a sisterly bond with many other females that are in the group. But honestly, in all honesty, we don't know who are in these groups. We don't know who knows what in these groups. And I'm glad that you are making that plea out there, because at the end of the day, there's possibly people that are in these groups that hold information. And as Keith
mm-hmm.
said, it's just three little numbers, 911. You can even go as far as, if you don't even want to call, you can go online and send a tip in. All social media, all this technology out here, there's things that can be done if you just want to remain that anonymous. Or even put a letter in the mailbox, something. But there are people that are in these groups, or a person that is floating in these groups back and forth. They are like ghosts. Because when I talk to this young lady that her daughter was missing, we shared her information, and thank God her child was found, and then she shared some other things with me. You know, I personally reached out to her, and she said, I can't report it. And I said, huh? She said, I can't report it because they're like a ghost. So meaning people are creating. Now, this is how crazy it's getting. People are now more so creating Facebook pages just to get a word out, and then you're deactivating that page. So she couldn't even report it. So, again, this, we know that if you're saying Atlanta, that means maybe we're searching all in the wrong places. Maybe baby girl is in Atlanta. These are signs. This is just what I'm looking at. These are signs. We got some that are saying that she's deceased. Somewhere down the line, she's either alive or deceased. One way or another, all things at this point that are keep these little tidbits that are getting dropped, they need to be looked into.
Yep.
Just my opinion.
There we go again. There we go again.
We're going to wrap that with a catchphrase. Well. You know, that's my plea as well. You know, it's not hard to get this information to the FBI, to law enforcement. You know, even with dropping a letter to the police station, something. Because this is getting now, to me, it's getting beyond ridiculous.
Yep. You're absolutely right. Let me let everyone know also that April the 18th is the date I want to go by that we're going to go back out searching. That's on a Saturday. And I want to try to meet everyone that will be a part of that down at, I forgot, what's that? Well, we're going to meet by, what is that called? Aquatic Gardens, at least 10 a.m. But more information on that will be in the RRTF page. We're going to go ahead with a music break again, and then we're coming back with a special guest for the night that's going to be talking about her experience around all this. So don't touch the dial. We'll be right back.
One day When the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it goes down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
Man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon. It's to stay peaceful, we sing. Our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours.
KWDC Radio Live, y'all. This is Sir Felicia Radio Show. I forgot to also say, y'all, KWDC Radio is endorsing Trayon White, guys. We at KWDC Radio are voting for Trayon White for Ward 8 council member. We the people. He's of Ward 8, by Ward 8, and for Ward 8. April 28th, guys.
vote for Trayon White. That's all I'm saying. That's who I'm voting for and everything. I mean, you can vote for whoever you want, but Trayon White is the man, I'll tell you that, and he is a big supporter of finding Lilisha Rudd. Well, guys, the anticipation is over. It's time to get down to the nitty-gritty in this Chocolate City, as I have a special guest already up in here. Bunny, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, well, why don't you go ahead and just start off by telling everyone that's on the air, how did you come to knowing the young family, Amberlisha?
First of all, hello everybody on the radio station. I met Shamika some years ago. I can't put numbers, but it was a long time ago. I'll say around 2004, 2005. I met Shamika on the little chat line called Eric G. We was real close. When we met each other, we just clicked. Like, from day one, we were sisters. Like, you seen her, you seen me. If you seen me, you seen her. Like, we was cool. When I met Shamika, I met the beautiful Alicia, who at the time was a young one. I met her brother, Irvin. I fell in love with the both of them. Like, you couldn't. They was innocent. They was precious. And you couldn't do nothing but love them. I met the mother, Melissa. I met everybody that was in the house that day. From there, I've been around. I know the young. I know about the kids. I love the young. Don't get me wrong. Under the circumstances that's going on the first year of Alicia being missing, I still love all the young, no matter what the circumstance is, no matter what's going on. I'ma always love them because that's the family that took me in when I didn't have nobody. So for the youngs, I love y'all. But the question is, like everybody asks, where is my niece? Where is Alicia?
Now, I guess my other question is, you know, it seems to be that you are around them quite often. Some of the things that have been said, like, you know, the kids being abused and, Shamika being jealous of her own daughter and things like that. How true are those sayings?
For the abuse part, I cannot say because, yes, I was around, but not around always because I do have kids of my own. So for the abuse part, I cannot say. For the judge part, that's the first time of me ever hearing that because I never know for a mother to be jealous of their child, especially their daughter, their firstborn, never known of that. But that's just something that I wouldn't believe if it is true. Because she actually did love Alicia. She loved all her kids, don't get me wrong. But when it came to Alicia in them younger days, Shamika was on her. Like, Shamika loved her. Like, for her to be jealous of her child, that's the first of me hearing that, and that's wild.
Okay. Now, Antonio Wheeler, I'm pretty sure you met him and been around him and everything. Your reaction, your experience around him with the kids, how was that?
He loved the kids. He loved the kids like they was like his own. Like, I ain't never seen him abuse them. I ain't never seen him really hit them, to be God honest. I've never seen Tonio hit the kids. If it's anything, might put them in the corner or might tell them clean up, like normal stuff that a parent would say. because he did take that role as in being in their lives when they other father was in and out. So it's like he took that role, but I never seen no abuse. I never seen nothing in my eyes. I never seen nothing that would say that Tonio would harm some kids.
Okay. Let's fast forward a little bit. Have you ever seen Shamika give Relisha to Tatum?
No. At that point in time when everything was going on, I was working at the time. So me not being around Relisha like the way I was, I never knew. I know when I came to the auntie Ashley aunt's house, I would ask, where's my niece? They would say she's with her godfather. I would be like, okay. When times got going on and they kept saying this Kaleem dude, I was just like, I never heard of him, but if he's the godfather, then he's the godfather. But it kind of, to me, it was kind of suspicious because it's never been weeks on that either me or Ashley or Melissa wouldn't see Relisha. We will always see the boys, but then it got to a period of time where we wasn't seeing Relisha as much. And to me, that threw a red flag, but by me being an aunt, not by blood, but by me being a so-called aunt, I never said nothing because as Shamika being a mother, I thought she had that under control.
Okay. Now, did you see Relisha at the shelter on March 1st?
No, as of March the 1st, I was at work at the time. So,
okay, what
to my knowledge,
what about,
no.
What about any time after March 1st?
I couldn't tell you that. I really couldn't.
Queen B, any questions you got?
How you doing?
Fine.
Good. Thank you for coming on the show. I kind of missed some of the things because I had to take care of something. But in your personal opinion, how do you I'm not sure if you missed this part or not. Did you ever get a chance to meet Mr. Tatum?
I met him once, and it was actually at the Deep Sea Shelter, and it was a part where he said he worked at in the back where the family be at, and when I seen him, I didn't really say nothing to him. I just glanced at him, but actually meeting him personally to talk to him, no. But have I actually seen his face? Yeah.
Okay. Knowing the family, do you know the family personally?
I would say to a certain extent, yeah.
Okay. Now, with that being said, you knowing them to a certain extent, how would you rate their parenting skills from a scale of 1 to 10? 1 being the worst, 10 being the greatest.
I'd say 7, 8, around there somewhere.
So they weren't bad parents. As according to what, you know, the media has put out, you know, this long rap sheet of Child and Family Services, based on your opinion, you're saying they weren't bad parents.
To me, when the first time I seen about them law workers was also on the media. All the years that I have known the young, especially Shamika, I've never seen nothing bad. She always did what she had to do for them kids. When they needed something, she got it. But before that time, I couldn't say, because when I met the young militia in Irvin was in diapers full of walking around. So if they was back in the day, I can't say. But far in my eyes, while I've been with the young, I haven't seen nothing that would actually put a red flag for somebody to call CPS. No.
So when you first heard this story that Relisha was missing, what was going through your mind?
To be truthful, everything was running through my mind because of the simple fact I have two daughters of my own. And I couldn't imagine being in this at all. So I couldn't imagine what Shamika was going through. But when I first heard that Relisha was missing, it sent a panic. Because she was always the one, when the front door opened, she was the first one to come in the door saying, "Auntie, I got this. I was good in school. I had good grades and everything." And not seeing her and actually being there when the cops knocked on the door asking where was Relisha because she was missing, it sent a panic to me, at the same time scared me. Because I would never thought in a million years that Relisha won't be around, like she just vanished.
Okay. And how long you been on the family again? I'm sorry, you said since they were in Pampers?
Yeah, on and off, because I have, like I said before, I have kids of my own, so I will always be around, but not around as much.
Okay.
But knowing them on and off, I would say, I'm 28 now. I knew them ever since I was 20, 21.
Okay, about 8 years, minus the 1 year that we mentioned. Okay. Keith, I don't have anything else.
Okay, I mean, as long as if anybody else has any questions, they want to call in 713-955-0505 and press 1. Lonnie, I'm going to put you on hold for just a second. And I'm going to go into a music break. If anybody has any questions, just go ahead, press 1, call in 713-955-0505. Or in the RRTF page where we have the question status. If you have any more questions and everything. So we'll be back right after this.
Sweet.
KWDC Radio, guys. We are back with our special guest of the evening, who knows the Young family as well as, you know, been around Volusia as well. Queen B, you there? Bunny, you there?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Okay. What? I'm sorry. I didn't catch your name. What was your name?
Bunny.
Okay. So, Miss Bernice, again, thank you for being on the show. So, you showed interest in wanting to be on the show. So, my reason for asking this question is because I want to know what is it that you want to share? I mean, is it something that you want to share? Are you supporting the family? I mean, I'm just trying to get a good concept of what was your reasoning for wanting to be on the show? To clear the airways of the bashing of the family? I'm just trying to get a good concept because we have callers that are inboxing, I'm sure myself as well as Keith. We're still kind of, a lot of question marks are there. Like, we're just trying to understand, you know, your purpose in wanting to be on the show tonight.
Well, my purpose was to clear the air. Because of the simple fact, I keep hearing a lot about Melissa Young, Ashley Young. They was the last to see them, the last to have Relisha. And Melissa lying, Ashley's lying. I'm here to clear the air because them two, I'm around the most. Melissa Young. Ashley Young, I'm around them the most. On them specific days that were asked about the last whereabouts of Relisha, Relisha was not with Melissa Young or Ashley Young.
Okay.
The more bad mouth I hear about somebody who I actually call my mother, it hurts. And to know that I've been around my Melissa Young, no, as I call my mother, it hurts because I know she wasn't. I was actually there the day that it was so-called of Melissa having Relisha. She really didn't. Because we was outside that day. We never had Relisha at all.
Okay, so when was the last day? Day, D-A-Y, that you seen
Relisha? The last day that I have seen Relisha was February the 28th, and that was the day that I had left to go to work. That was the last day I had seen Relisha.
Okay. So, okay, February the 28th. Okay. So, with that being said, do you know about these headaches that they said that Volusia's always often had and often had to take her to the hospital? Can you confirm that? Since you know, you're seen out of a year. You're the first time I heard your name, but neither here nor there. You know the family. So are these some of the things that you can confirm that Volusia had these headaches and Melissa was taking her to the hospital and things like that? Because it was no doctor statement to my recollection, to my memory, if my memory serves me correct.
As far as the headaches I knew about, yes, I knew that Melissa had headaches. As far as hospital, I do not know about that. I do not know if Melissa ever went to the hospital to go get that checked out or not. But far as her having severe headaches and migraines and not feeling good, yes, that is true.
Okay, so let me ask this question again. You are always with Ashley and Melissa, and you only seen Mr. Tatum one time?
Yeah.
Keith, I'm done.
Okay. You didn't see any danger signs or anything from Melissa, you know, anything stating that, you know,
she didn't want to be around a certain person or didn't want to be around Mr. Tatum or anything, did you?
No.
Okay. And the last time you saw her was on February 28th. He said, what shift did you work? You said before you went to work.
I was working the evening shift. I usually had to be to work at 2, and I got off like around 9 or 10, but I had worked all the way in Springfield, Virginia at the time.
Okay, and she was still, was she still going to school then? Or because of the headaches, she wasn't able to go to school?
To my knowledge, because of the headaches, she couldn't go to school. That's the reason why she wasn't going to school, to my knowledge, because of the headaches.
Shamika ever take her to the hospital or anything?
Not to my knowledge. I do not know.
Okay. All right, well, I guess I have no more questions and no one's calling in for any more questions. And those that have been asking the questions on the RTF page, thank you very much. But thank you for calling in and giving us the information that we need. If my co-host doesn't have anything to say, I guess we can sign you off. Anything else, Queen Bee?
No, thank you.
All right, Bun, thanks for calling in. All right, guys. Now, there's a new date here, February 28th. And I'm about to go back and look at that date right quick and see what actual day that was on. Let's see something right here. February 28th was on a Friday of last year. And the 26th was one of the first dates that was on a Wednesday. So, I don't know, Queen Bee, what you got to say?
What I have to say?
Uh-huh.
Nothing at all because I didn't get anything from this interview. I understood what she was trying to do, which was great, I guess, to clear the airways of Melissa, to clear the air of how some people may have felt about Melissa and Ashley, which is fine. You know, I don't think, you know, for me that I got what I wanted. And I'm sure that's how some of the callers are feeling. Some of the listeners are feeling as well. But I appreciate her calling in. But for me, all it did was gave me another date, February the 28th. Okay, but the last sighting for Alicia was March the 1st. So, February the 28th just doesn't send off like, ooh, wow, she was seen February 28th. Okay, her last sighting was March the 1st. So, for me, I don't know. I feel a certain way about that, but that's great that, again, as I said before, it's 95% of us that doesn't, you know, unfortunately, does not support the family, and they are 5%. So she fits in with the 5%. That's where I'm at. I'm sorry if I sound so blunt with it, but she's a part of the 5% that supports the family. Sorry. That's just how I feel.
Mm-hmm. I have no other words to say about that. I really thought when she contacted me to be on the show, it was something more than that. But that other date does have antennas up. And the fact that on March the 1st, Delicia was not around Ashley and Melissa. Oh, guys, I guess I'm going to go ahead and cut the show short tonight. We will be having a show. We'll definitely be having a show next week. And remember, guys, to mark your calendars. And please, if you want to donate to the Surge Ward or things like that, contact Rebecca. Saturday, April 8th, will be the date that we are going to do the search. So let's just go ahead into a word of prayer, and so we can close out the show. First, before I do that, Queenie, anything else you have to say?
No, I just basically, you know, Keith, when you do pray, do a definitely a special prayer for the DMV area, because there are a lot of kids. I'm sure, you know, everyone that's listening in can see that almost every hour or every 2 hours, there's either an Amber Alert being posted, a child that is being missing. And for me, there are a numerous amount of kids that are coming up missing in the Washington, D.C. area. I don't know what's going on out here, but we definitely, you know, if you have children, definitely hug your kids, keep them safe, know their whereabouts. You know, it's a lot. There's something going on out here because these kids are coming up missing, fast. I mean, I haven't seen that many kids pop up missing like that in my life. So, you know, definitely say a prayer for all the missing. And to all the listeners out there, thank y'all for calling in. I mean, thank y'all for listening. I love each and every one of y'all. And again, as I always say, keep passing religious flyers, keep sharing it, try to share it every day, at least once, twice a week, every day, until this baby comes home. By any means necessary, we need to bring her home. Good night.
All right, y'all. Let's go ahead and bow our heads in a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father.
Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to you today, praising your holy name, Lord God. We thank you for today, Lord God. For some of us did not wake up this morning, Lord God, nor did they survive through the night or even went to bed last night, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you anyway. Lord God, I ask you to send a special prayer to the District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia area, Lord God, because, Lord God, we need your help in keeping our children, our people safe. We got so many missing people, missing children out here, Lord God. Please, this is something that needs to stop, Lord God. The devil is busy, Lord God, and we just ask you to just snap your fingers, Lord God, and bring this to a complete halt, Lord God. Lord God, we just ask you to watch over those Militia Red supporters, Lord God. Bless them in a mighty way, Lord God. We ask you to show us the way, Lord God. Help us get this thing together for this search. Help us to finally bring this case to a close in any way, Lord God. Lord God, bless those that are under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Lord, I ask you to watch over them in a special way, Lord God. And Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for what you have done so far and what you're getting ready to do in the future. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Everyone, I'm going to say goodnight. We're going to be ready by next week. Same time, same place, same station. And remember, like I said before, guys, this radio station, KWDC Radio, we
the people we are, this radio station endorses. Trayon White, guys. Go out there and vote for him. April 28th of Ward 8, by Ward 8, for Ward 8. Good night, everyone.
Well, well, King of all kings, I pray for the sick and the weak ones too. Yes, I do. And all of those who are strong, let them know their purpose. Let them be agents for you. Well, let them work for you. Yeah. And let your Holy Spirit walk across the waters of my mind. I want to make you proud of what you've done. So I come to you.
He needs some.